Listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis, and around the world at KFAI.org. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
Sunday morning in 1942, a mother was blessed with a son who grew up to be young, gifted and proud, with the strength to tear a mountain down, with a voice so young and clear, a chance for everyone to hear. Yeah,
young, gifted and proud.
And as he grew up,
and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have Balita and community announcements, along with news from the Philippines, along with a plethora of music. As a reminder, you're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM and also online at kfai.org/Filipino American National News. And we can also be found via the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. In regards to some of the community announcements that are coming up in the next month or so here in the state of Minnesota, our first one comes up next week, and this is on Saturday, August the 26th. The Philippine Nurses Association Minnesota will be having their 5K run and walk at the Phelan Lakeside Activity Center at 1530 Phelan Drive in St. Paul, Minnesota. Check-in is at 7:30 a.m. and the race starts at 8 a.m. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Vita at 651-270-9182. In regards to our second community announcement for the day, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be having their annual election at the Burns CSFA Burnsville Warehouse starting at 6 p.m. During this event, you will be electing a new set of CSFA officers. In regards to more information for this event, you can go to their website at csfamn.org. The Philippine Center of Minnesota presents PCM Coffee House Show. And this is on September the 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. at 1380 Frost Avenue in Maplewood, Minnesota. This is on a Friday evening. And for more information in regards to this event, you can contact Lita at 612-209-7932. And our last community announcement for the evening is from September the 23rd. And the Filipino performer Ay Ay de las Alas will be performing live in Minnesota at the Neeson Sports Bar and Grill in Savage, Minnesota. The concert begins at 7 p.m. and the doors open at 5 p.m. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Luce at 952-232-8958. And in regards to Belita, as we want here on the Philippine American National News to give you the most accurate information as best we can, I want to make a correction in regards to a wedding shout-out we gave out last week to Cash Blanca. Identified his wife as Joanna, and his wife is actually named Joanne, so I want to apologize to them publicly here on the Philippine American National News that congratulations to Joanne and Cash Blanca on their wedding a few weeks back. They are spending a lovely time out in the Phoenix, Arizona area, and it looks like they're able to spend time at a couple of the games out there for the Phoenix Mercury, and it looks like Cash was even in some sort of between timeouts or halftime prize game for a prize during the game. But right now, we're going to play our first song of the evening. It's from a comedian, but does have a serious side, and this is from former guest of the Filipino American National News, that is J.R. De Guzman. And this was his song, No Justice, No Peace. And this was a response of the riots that happened during the unfortunate incident to George Floyd some years back.
Only an American dream when your skin color is your currency. March and die in the very same streets. No justice, no peace if freedom's only an American dream when your skin color is your currency. March and die in the very same streets. People want justice, won't keep waiting for later. Broke into the house, murdered and shot Breonna Taylor. We've known that the system was flawed before another video came out of two men hunting down a mine. How long does it take to believe? How many men need to cry? I can't breathe. Remember the name George Floyd. He gave people a voice. His daughter said that daddy changed the world. That's why the people cry. Die in the
once again, that was J.R. de Guzman with his track, No Justice, No Peace. And right now, we are going to head over back to the news desk, actually for the first time this particular evening. And this comes from ESPN. Joey Loizaga remembers the moment when he began to realize his father was someone special. His contemporaries would tell me, "Your father was really good," Joy said of his dad, Carlos Caloy Loizaga, during a conversation with ESPN. "I really didn't understand what they meant because I was a kid. That's all they would say. He was humble, a good player, and he was a good person to his teammates." Joey's sister, Teresa, has similar memories. Strangers looked up to him for reasons she didn't understand, since Caloy never talked about his accomplishments. "There was no air of celebrity at home," Joey said. "He was just a perfect dad. Maybe the realization of his achievements and him being a celebrity. Later on, when we were beginning to understand life outside, we started realizing people talked about him. People told stories about him." When they were growing up, Joey's youngest sister, Bing, thought nothing of the room in their home that stored the trophies, the medals, and newspaper clippings that spoke to their father's greatness. "I thought it was part of the decor," Bing told ESPN. "Being the youngest, I was like, okay, it's there, so I guess every household has this." On Wednesday, Loizaga's achievements will finally be honored posthumously as he becomes the first Filipino player inducted into the FIBA Hall of Fame. Dionisio Calvo, enshrined in 2007 as a contributor. Loizaga's enshrinement ceremony will be held during the FIBA World Congress in the lead-up to the 2023 FIBA Basketball World Cup. Carlos Matut Loizaga, who died in 2016, was known as King Caloy and by his more popular moniker, The Big Difference. He is considered the greatest, most decorated, and most successful Filipino basketball player of all time. With all due respect to Ramon Fernandez, Robert Jaworski, and June Farhado, Loizaga stands head and shoulders above them all. He was the best player on the most successful Asian team in the history of the FIBA World Cup, the Philippine team that went 6-3 and won the bronze medal in the 1954 edition in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. It remains the highest finish by any Asian nation in the quadrilateral meet. He also is named to the all-tournament team, an achievement no other Asian player has accomplished, after averaging 16.4 points per game. Loizaga also played in two Olympic Games, Helsinki in 1952 and Melbourne in 1956, where his teams finished 9th and 7th respectively and put up a combined 7-6 win-loss record. He also won back-to-back FIBA Asia Championships and gold medals. With Loizaga at the helm, the Philippines won 4 consecutive gold medals in the Asian Games. The last of those titles, which came in 1962, was also the last time the Philippines won a gold medal in the event. It would take 28 years before another Philippine team, one that included Loizaga's eldest son, Chito, would even make it to the gold medal game. It wasn't just the international arena where Loizaga excelled. He won 3 championships for San Beda in the NCAA and led YCO for 7 consecutive titles in the MICAA, the forerunner of the PBA, and the MICAA did not give out individual awards, but if it had, Loizaga would almost surely have been named MVP many times over. After he retired from play, he became a successful coach. In 1967, he became the only Filipino to win the FIBA Asia Championship as both a player and a coach. Wednesday's recognition is long overdue, given that he was undoubtedly the first great Asian player, and his achievements remain unmatched to this day. While his children are grateful for the award, they are once saying that their father's true legacy lies in his humility, class, and love for the Philippines. It's how much he loved the country, Teresa says. He played for the country and the flag. It's not the money. It's playing for the flag, the love of the sport. Adds Bing, I have all the memorabilia and these clippings. Even in these clippings, it always shouted out that he was a man of principle. He had offers from overseas to play, other countries, but he decided to play for the Philippines. He gave everything up to play for the Philippines, to play for his mom, to play for his family. He broke his right wrist, so he practiced to be able to shoot with his left wrist because he wanted to represent the Philippines. He was very principled, and he instilled that all in all of us. That is one thing I'm really proud of. Joey said his father was a very humble man. Boasting of his achievements, I did not see that. And while following in the footsteps of their father was an impossible task, Joey said he and Chito were spared from the pressure and demanding nature that many other great athletes sometimes impose on their children. Dad didn't pressure us, said Joey, whose best PBA's years came when he and Chito were teammates on Ginebra. He gave us the freedom to play well, to love and enjoy playing, to be ourselves. He was always there to guide us, but not to pressure us. And he didn't care what other people would say. Just do your thing. Just play honestly. Just play well. Just play good basketball. Local basketball historian Jay Mercado puts Legazza's greatness into the context by pointing out that during his era, the Philippines was considered a basketball powerhouse, maybe in the top 10, or at the worst, top 15 in the world, a feat that many may never, ever be replicated in the future. At the same time, he was the epitaph of what a basketball ambassador is all about, Mercado said. He represented the Philippines with class and distinction, a proven winner, will overcome all odds to give glory to his country. Bing hopes her dad's award will serve as an inspiration for the next generation of Filipino athletes. It's such a privilege for my dad to be receiving this recognition. We're all hoping that it inspires future athletes so that one day the Philippines will be known as a champion in a certain sport, not necessarily basketball, any of our athletes. I really hope his story, his recognition on Wednesday, will allow them to see that the Pinoy can do it. Comparing athletes of different generations is oftentimes a futile task, but fans do it anyway, especially in basketball. Ferrado probably would be Loizaga in a mythical 1-on-1 game, while Fernandez's many PBA records will remain untouched for a long time, and Jaworski's name resonates to this day, and he stands alone at the top of it comes to the level of fame he achieved. But for Mercado, the FIBA award simply validates that what he has always known, Carlos Loizaga is the greatest Filipino basketball player of all time. Yes, without a doubt, and way ahead of everyone else, past and present. There's also no doubt in Teresa's mind. He's the Philippines' greatest basketball player. He is the number one until somebody is better. But as far as today, here, and now, it's Caloy Loizaga. And for right now, we're going to play the second song of the evening. It is from the artist known as Her, and the name of this song is Fight For You.
Fatal from the leaders that keeping us. Freedom gon' keep us strong.
Again, that was her with her track Fight For You. You listen to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. In regards to an additional community announcement, it looks like comedian, actor, philanthropist Joe Coy will once again make his return back to the Twin Cities, but this time at Target Center in Minneapolis on October the 6th, which I believe is a Monday. Joe Coy is performing in more arena, stadium-like venues these days as his popularity has soared since our very first interview with Joe Coy some years back. Hopefully, upon his return here, we get to get some time with Joe Coy as he makes his triumphant return here to the Twin Cities. It looks as if one of our long-time guests on the Filipino American National News that we've had on several occasions over the last 10 years or so, hockey player Matthew Dumba, now formerly of the Minnesota Wild, signed a one-year contract with the Arizona Coyotes of the NHL. But Matt Dumba is still making his home base here in Minnesota during the offseason. And it looks like the Miami Heat will be playing one of their first games of the season against the Minnesota Timberwolves, which would be their home opener here during the 2023-2024 season when they take on the Minnesota Timberwolves on Saturday, October the 25th. But for right now, we're going to play our final song of the evening. And the name of this song is entitled Bagani. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Oh, pamalas ang angking galing. Tumayong buong tapang harapin ang buhay, yakapin ang tagumpay. Tulungan ang kapwa't bigyang halaga, huwag hatakin ng pababa. Isipin huwag sana ang sarili lang, pakisama't bayanihan. Subukan nating isulong at ligawan ang magandang bukas. Ikaw at ako magkasama tayo sa lubungin ng kinabukasan. Abutin natin ang tagumpay. Patuloy lang tayo sa pagpapanday. Tiwala sa Diyos ang isang data at gabay. Subukan nating isulong at ligawan ang magandang bukas. Ikaw at ako magkasama tayo sa lubungin ng kinabukasan.
Radio is KFAI-FM, Minneapolis-St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org. The community's true voice.
This is Sound Effect.